A sporty car pulled into the lot and swung wide of me, parking in one of the front spaces. The driver sat at the wheel for a while, and I wondered if this was an assignation. Since I had nothing better to do, I waited to see what would happen. After 5 minutes, the driver's door opened, and a man got out and walked to the breezeway next to Morelli's. I couldn't believe my eyes. The guy was Joe's cousin, Mooch Morelli. Mooch undoubtedly had a real name, but I couldn't recall it. As long as I'd known him, he'd been Mooch. He'd lived one street over from St. Francis Hospital when he was a kid. Used to hang out with Joe all the time. I crossed my fingers and hoped old Mooch was retrieving something Joe had left with the neighbor. Or maybe Mooch was at this very moment jimmying a window to Joe's apartment. I was warming to the idea of Mooch doing breaking and entering when he popped out from behind the building, key in hand, and let himself in through Joe's front door. I held tight, and 10 minutes later Mooch reappeared, carrying a black duffel bag, got into his car, and took off. I waited for him to leave the lot, then I pulled out after him. I kept a couple car lengths behind, driving white-knuckled with my heart drilling hard in my chest, dizzy with the promise of $10,000. I followed Mooch to State Street and watched him pull into a private drive. I circled the block and parked several houses down. At one time, this had been a fashionable neighborhood of huge stone houses and large, well-kept lawns. Back in the 60s, when blockbusting was a popular activity for liberals, one of the State Street homeowners sold out to a black family, and over the course of the next 5 years, the entire white population panicked and left. Poor families moved in. The houses deteriorated and were subdivided. Yards were neglected. Windows were boarded. But, as is often the case with a desirable location, the neighborhood was now in the process of being reclaimed. Mooch exited the house after a few minutes. When he left, he was alone and without the duffel bag. Oh boy, a lead. What were the chances Joe Morelli was sitting in the house with the duffel bag on his lap? I decided they were fair to middling, probably worth looking into. Now I had two choices. I could call the police right off, or I could go investigate on my own. If I called the police and Morelli wasn't there, I'd look like a dunce, and the police might not be so anxious to come out and help me the second time around. On the other hand, I really didn't want to investigate on my own. Not a good attitude for someone who has recently accepted a job as a fugitive apprehender, but there it was.